Hey, good morning. I'm glad y'all stuck around. I didn't look back until I got up here. I really enjoyed Darcy's and Matt's presentations, and it'll come up in a minute. I'm Emily Finkel, the CEO of EF Floors and Design and Emily Moreau Home Hardwood, and in a minute you'll see my slides come up. I'm from Dalton, Georgia, and I am an interior designer. So for me to talk about design trends, it starts with that background in interior design. It's coming. I know it. But I've talked without slides before, so here we go. Am I supposed to be doing something to click it? We've got experts working on this. So we'll just keep talking till y'all see a slide pop up. So starting with an interior design perspective that goes back to the late 80s to today, you pair that with the floor covering industry perspective. And I think after being in the floor covering industry now for almost another lifetime as Shaw's Director of Color, Style, and Design for hard surface and for carpet, residentially and commercially, to today, I've got a lot of perspective. My husband flies us around to all different parts of the country, and coming down here yesterday, he always consults his prog charts when we're talking about weather. Y'all know what prog charts are? It's like weather maps, but they're really detailed, and he can look at the different levels in the atmosphere and see the wind, the humidity, the rain, and all of the things that are the factors that are going to be impacting our travel plans. And with this prog charts, we'll make a determination what time to take off, if we want to go or no go. And I really think when we're talking about design trends, it's basically being a prognosticator. And being a prognosticator of design trends, it is all about all the factors in my world. So I will look at Welburn Cabinets. I will look at all these other companies, just like Matt's company. And I'll look at all the factors that are going into interiors as a whole, not just in the States, but worldwide, because trends are, we're a global world. We're a digital world. So all of these things are impacting our decisions as Mrs. Consumer is making decisions, what she's going to put into her home. So it's that historical reference. Oh, yeah, here we go. Well, there's our dog. So we're in good shape, I think. Not yet. Okay, I'll keep talking. So it's important to have the prog charts or the perspective of design trends in hindsight so you can know what's coming, right? So what is coming? We're going to talk about a lot of things that I think will correlate with Darcy's and with Matt's talk. And I think it's important for all of you today that you're here. I appreciate not just your presence, but even your feedback afterwards, because I think Matt said it best. We don't pretend to be perfect, but a lot of the prog charts and a lot of our forecasts are spot on. And it's fun to look back in hindsight and, like, give a high five and say, you know, when we do nail it, we're really excited. We've gone through a declining economy, and we've emerged. So one thing we know, after a declining economy, people are looking for more choices and more variety. They've had that pent-up desire, not just for housing or not just for remodeling, but they've got pent-up desire for self-expression. I'm looking around the room, and I see pops of color. I'm not very colorful except for my lanyard, but pops of color, I think, are the best way to explain people's self-expression or their need to express their design style. So when we talk about trends, from my perspective, it covers a lot of pieces and parts of design. I wish I could do, like, AirDrop and flash my presentation up there. Well, it's coming. So in a booming economy, we know more choices are important. We've talked about grays. Gosh, I've been talking about grays since we first forecasted it in 2007. Guess what? They're still here. And grays are not going away, and I'll tell you how we know these type things. Grays are still being put into massive product development collections worldwide. And as the previous speaker said and alluded to, grays are definitely warming, but grays are certainly not going away. But what you'll see are different variations of gray, just like the cerusing in those darker gray charcoals, or different ways of warming up the gray palette, layered. It's coming, I know. What's that? It's gray, yes. So here we're speaking of gray. There we are. I've had power outages in the middle of a talk, so this is all good. But the gray is certainly not going to go away. We are easing into a warmer color palette, so we are seeing colors going from gray to a gray beige. You hear people speak of grayish. You know, from the floor covering industry on the carpet side, grayish is actually like an unbacked carpet, but grayish in the design world is the like a gray beige. And I think that's really the foundation color across the hard surface categories. One really strong, important way to know what's going on in the industry design-wise is not just traveling and seeing what's going into projects and traveling and seeing what's going into product developments of other similar categories, but it's also talking to interior designers. As an interior designer, it was always important to me, and it still is, to meet with and talk with interior designers, not just residential, but commercial designers. They are about 12 months ahead of what consumers are going to be wanting and asking for. So when you work with and talk with and really get to the heart of what designers are looking for, I think that will keep you slightly ahead of the curve as far as addressing what your consumer or your customer's needs are. So let me tell you, I can boil down into just a few basic bullet points of what are designers looking for today? What are designers expressing to me as being important? One is just the quality matters. So quality materials in hardwood flooring, what does that mean? It might mean rift and quarter. It might be the thickness of the wear layer, or it might just be a solid wood floor. But they're asking for better quality materials, thankfully. They're asking for those right colors, to have a few variety of grays, not just one gray, but maybe two or three grays and a gray beige and a black, like that little bar across the top of the screen. But they want variety, they want quality, and they want price points that they can choose from, where they can make an evaluation of this price point versus this price point. Personally speaking, I think floor covering should be the first decision rather than the last decision in a design and a construction project. However, it typically is the last decision, so sometimes that budget gets pinched a little bit. That's why those budgets and those price points matter. If you've ever done that, made that decision when you've gone to the movie, you'll order that medium Diet Coke with your extra large popcorn, and they'll say, well, you can have the extra large Diet Coke for the same price or just 10 cents more. We always go for that, right? But to have that ability to compare price points and quantities and qualities, it does make that decision-making process a much easier decision. We are also observing a much more affluent audience. So this aspirational factor is important. I was interested in the speaker prior to this session with the housing. We've not really been able to fill that housing hunger yet. But it's that higher-end housing where we've seen the deficits, I believe. The square footage, the cost per square footage, all boils down to, again, those materials that are going into the home. So we might see a decline, maybe, according to the demographic group, in how many square feet they're building, but how much they're spending per square foot is continuing to rise. So they're spending more per square foot, and we think that is important from our side and from the raw material side. So who is that in crowd? You know, we've heard so much about the millennials, right? They're important because they are the coming spending power, and yet we forget the baby boomers. They are still the wealthiest of the demographic groups. And who's right behind them but the Gen Yers? So these are groups that we still should pay attention to, and I'll tell you another reason why, beyond their wealth. They like service, and they like attention, and they really do appreciate quality. And guess what else? They are more brand loyal than the millennials. So I certainly think we should all stop and reevaluate the time and attention we're paying to not just, don't forget millennials, but I'm just suggesting we reevaluate the attention we pay to boomers and Gen Yers. What do they value and what do they like? They like to travel. And that travel is influencing their own things that they want to bring into their home. The travel is influencing the decisions they make. So they may, and just like I think Matt and Darcy, they had slides about the well-traveled home. And those might not have been the words they used to describe it, but that was my impression. So those are things that are impacting. So beyond the quality materials and having the right colors, well, y'all have seen our dog now several times. I think I'm probably at slide six if we're up and running. Well, there's our elephant. Okay, we could talk through this. We talked a little bit about the gray beige. It's up to me now, right? To click forward. Perfect. Now I got to make sure I click the right slide. Which one? I didn't mean to do that. There we go. Hey, we're working now. So here we are, back up and running. So what are the other factors that homeowners, designers, and the trends that are reflective of those tastes? One is pattern, beyond color and beyond quality. One is for pattern. So we'll see that herringbone has become a massive movement in flooring. And if you follow the digital trends like Pinterest and Instagram, you'll see many pins and many reposts of chevron and herringbone flooring. It is a timeless look, and one of my favorite pictures that I've pulled back up from my little posts and pictures that I've saved was from our trip to Normandy, and we walked through all these chateaus, and they were, you know, a couple of hundred years old flooring that was, what's a herringbone? It was absolutely stunning. So I think when you see pattern as a growing trend, it's still a timeless look. It's something that we can all reflect back on and say that's going to be a good investment for our homes. Beyond pattern for the floor, you're going to see a lot more pattern in general. So have you noticed wallpaper has made a big comeback? I see a few heads nodding. Absolutely. So when I graduated from college, people were peeling off wallpaper like mad. And, you know, we had like 2 or 3 years where none of us had fingernails because we were all trying to peel off that wallpaper. Well, we've lost that memory almost, and we're ready for pattern. We're ready for wallpaper. But overall, when you're putting a lot of pattern in a space, then you have to stop and think about what about the floor beneath. And again, when you've got a lot of pattern and there's hunger for pattern and hunger for design movement, it's all good. The more, the better. That's what basically, that's how you would almost describe maximalism. So we have less character, perhaps, less hand scraping, better quality materials, but we are hearing requests for movement and interest. Quality, and then the word curation. That's another word you'll continue to hear come up over and over again. Curation really boils down to like selecting all these disparate parts and pieces and pulling them into one story. And that's basically essentially what I do with my own brand and my own company, is that curation process. And it's basically finding things that coordinate. Do you all remember Garanimals? From my childhood, you know, Garanimals meant you have a little top that's got a tiger tag on it, and you find the pants that have a tiger tag on it, and you know it's going to coordinate. Well, essentially what we're doing is creating these curated stories for people to make decisions. But that is a massive trend. There you go. That's a better slide to explain. So there are mega trends in the design industry. We heard modern farmhouse. I think we can thank Chip and Joanna Gaines for bringing that modern farmhouse look into everybody's home. Shiplap has been part of that story as well. But essentially what I've boiled it down to is refined traditions, coastal luxe, rugged industrial, and raw beauty. And I'll tell you just a little bit of a side story about raw beauty. Maison Objet is a design show in Paris. I don't get to go there every year, but one of my favorite stories from Maison was when we were going through these incredible pavilions where it's like high fashion for interiors. And at Maison, there was one pavilion that the signage was made out of just plain plywood, not to disparage plain plywood, but everything had been ornate and really incredibly elaborate. But the signage with the plywood, I had to get my little Google translator and figure out what it said. And what it boiled down to was that entire pavilion was dedicated to the raw materials, the raw beauty of the materials. So everything that we saw was very matte, very delustered, and if it was wood, you could really see and appreciate the beauty of the wood. So that, to me, is one of the most relevant megatrends going on, is just the raw beauty of the wood. So we spoke about coordination, but when it comes to floor covering and flooring, to offer opportunity for coordination. So if you do have a herringbone, you're going to have to offer a similar visual, similar color that will be smooth and seamless transition, maybe in a 9-inch wide plank or something that coordinates. So build that into your offering, is that coordination factor. The digital world, that has been probably the biggest catalyst behind our whole culture. Have you had anybody engaged recently, or have you seen the way the kids ask each other to the prom, proposals, asking for a date? Everything has to be Pinterest or Instagrammable. They're posing everything so perfectly, and kids, and actually my parents are the worst, will sit down and they're all like looking down at their phones. But the digital world is constantly influencing our decision, even down to what we put into our home, because we're thinking, what's it going to look like when I post it, right? So that is, I guess, an interesting shift. So from the digital world, we want to think about, we're influenced by what we see on Pinterest, what we see on Instagram and Facebook. So it might be more about contrast, or it might be more about just setting ourselves apart. Let me go back. Well, pause that thought for a moment. So the digital, what does it look like when it's posted on Instagram? Or what does it look like? Or how many likes and how many reposts do you get? What's interesting about that is if you take one step back and think about it, when people are looking at flooring, when they're doing search terms, what search terms are they entering? One of the top search terms is hardwood, or just wood. People love wood. It's something we can immediately associate with just by nature. But when they look at wood on digital, it looks flat, right? So you lose a sense of the texture. And I think that's one of the things that's allowed, or maybe not the reason, but you'll see all these other wood-looking visuals creep in, and they've really eaten up some of the market share of wood. But when you do high-resolution photography of actual wood, then you will see people respond to that. They will genuinely be drawn to that texture and that grain. So I think that's just something that we can all stop and figure out, how do we offer that as well. High-resolution photography that shows that beautiful character or that beautiful wood grain is, I think, one thing that we can offer to set ourselves apart. Since we started off kilter with our slides, I'm a little bit off with my notes too. But as we stand here next to a large body of water, water has been another search term that's impacted the digital, the digital market. To have search term knowledge, I think, is essential in knowing what these trends are beyond just color trends and design trends, because these mega trends impact the design trends and color trends. One of the other top most searched terms is waterproof. so waterproof flooring. So that is, again, something that we're having to adjust our sales, for lack of a better term, to address. How do you manage an environment where people look for and expect things to be waterproof and perfect, like these digital images of plastic products? So, again, it might be that they want cleaner quality or more quality in their materials. Companies that have heart, giving back. Everyone, I think, has at some point put on or seen somebody wearing a pair of Tom's shoes. There are eyeglass companies that for every pair of glasses that you purchase, then they'll give back or provide glasses for some very important foundation. There's the Gary Sinise Foundation that gives veterans homes with beautiful hardwood floors, by the way. There are endless ways that we can all give back, and I think that is one of the mega trends that it might not address the design trends, but the mega trends that impacts our decisions of who we choose to work with is a company that has heart. We don't want to go around patting ourselves on the back, but there are so many ways that we can all work together to give back, and that will help also influence people to work with us. That was fast. Any questions? What do y'all think about wood colors? Are you seeing gray decline? Nope. Are you seeing lighter colors in your market or darker colors? Is there anyone here from the Pacific Northwest? Oh my gosh, we had somebody. Well, you know, one of my most interesting experiences with the gray was years of going to the Northwest NWSID to talk to designers. And the years I would talk about the gray trend, and they would say, we have enough gray here. We're not interested in gray. We've got gray days. And then there was this one year that all they talked about was gray. And I said, time out. You said you were tired of gray. What happened? They said, oh, we love gray. We can just bring in some gold and warmer colors to brighten it up. So never say never for your region. It eventually changes. It's just a matter of your geographical differences and your natural light and how robust the market is before trends permeate your area. Are you seeing black, matte black? I see Darcy nodding her head, because at KBiz you'll see tons of matte black finishes. So with cabinets, I love this story. When talking to designers and builders and homeowners, if they're choosing something for their cabinets, and if it's high gloss, they would want matte for their floors. If they want more pattern on their cabinets, they want less pattern on their floors, and vice versa, so they don't compete. So all of these factors, I think, are really, I love the setup of the speakers between Darcy to Matt to me, because you really did set the table for me to have. I really don't have to add a lot to it, but I appreciate your time this morning. I really appreciate the view. I could just stand here and gaze out the window. It's stunning. So if you don't have any questions, oh, you do. Thank you. Yes. You said it best. Don, close your ears. Well, yes, essentially. And I think like any trend, you're going to see a broad mix. So I will tell you a good example of how to not clearly answer your question, but I mean to answer your question. So, yes, hand scraping is definitely not the largest design trend we're hearing requests for. But what they are asking for is interest or movement. So it could be the medullary raise that you might get to pop a little more with some of the cerusing or that white filling of the grain. It could be the cracked products that you see. One of my best-selling products, Authentic Luxury, is a cracked gray product. It's just kind of, if you find whatever that mix is to bring in whatever that element is, and then sometimes magic happens. But definitely less scraping, definitely more refined visuals and quality materials.